You know, in these uncertain times, some of us look to things like horror movies, dystopian novels, you know, to kind of keep things in perspective, let's say. But many of us are also looking for exactly the opposite: art and culture that reassures us that things are going to be okay, offering us a happily ever after. Well, we have Glenn Weldon from NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour with us. He's got some suggestions. Hi there, Glenn.
Hey, David.
Okay, so you have ideas for those of us who want to be reassured by some kind of fairy tale ending. Give us some of them.
Yeah, so let's start with a modernized fairy tale that a lot of your listeners are going to know already, The Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah.
A book by William Goldman. And the 1987 film by Rob Reiner. Everybody knows it. It's a story of giants and pirates and swordsmen and princesses. And it's got this very wry, very meta sense of humor. And if you haven't read or seen it in a while, just know it holds up beautifully. The pirate and the princess fall in love and live happily ever after.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
Just hearing that makes me know I have to go see that movie again very soon. Okay, so marriage is the definition of a happy ending that we're going with here?
It's the traditional definition, and certainly was back in Shakespeare's time. You know, he wrote histories where some folks die, and tragedies in which pretty much everybody dies, and comedies, which to him basically just meant everyone gets married. So if you're looking for something a little chewier than The Princess Bride, try a Shakespeare comedy. My favorite is The Tempest because it is so weird, David. It is so dark and violent. It's full of monsters and magic and revenge. And then in the last few minutes, it turns on a dime and all is forgiven and everyone's happy and everyone gets married. You know, this tonal whiplash that I love. There's a good 2010 version of The Tempest that Julie Taymor directed that's available on a lot of different streaming sites right now.
I mean, Glenn, what about happy endings for folks who don't subscribe to Shakespeare's definition?
Well, listeners might have heard about the novel Less, L-E-S-S, by Andrew Sean Greer. Won the Pulitzer in 2018. It's about this middle-aged gay man named Arthur Less who's trying to figure out what to do with the rest of his life. So he takes a trip around the world. And it's a really gently funny novel throughout because the narrator and all the characters that Arthur meets are a lot more insightful than he is. So they're two steps ahead of him. And so we, the reader, are too. And I don't want to spoil the ending if you haven't read it, but I will say it is the most tremendously satisfying end to a novel I can recall. It closes on this beautiful image that is just make your whole damn day.
That sounds awesome. All right, well, you gave us movies, theater, books. What about TV shows with happy endings?
Well, you know, I thought about that, but the endings of TV shows tend to be kind of bittersweet. And let's agree, now is not the time for bittersweet. Now is the time for a sweet, sweet. We need sugar bombs. So let's mix it up and go instead with a show called Happy Endings, a sitcom that ran on ABC from 2011 to 2013. You can find all three seasons on Hulu, or you can buy episodes on iTunes in the usual places. It's about these six 20-something friends in Chicago, so the setup is very Friends, the TV show, but the humor is a lot goofier, the jokes come a lot faster, and the cast is just fantastic. You know, Adam Pally and Casey Wilson and Eliza Coop, who for me is the MVP here.
I need this wedding to be, say it with me, Pearl Harbor, because we want this wedding to be the bomb, just like that Michael Bay movie, Armageddon.
Great.
Now, the show itself didn't have a fairy tale ending. It was canceled way too soon, but it's something you can keep going back to. I certainly have. So like the novel Less, the play The Tempest, and the book and film The Princess Bride, that brings us to a nice way to end, a happy way to end this segment. See what I did there?
It sure does. I do see what you did there. Glenn Weldon from NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Thanks so much, Glenn.
Thank you.